今天晚上的聚会要跟贵妇相参考的题目是属灵的暖流。
And for tonight, for our mutual encouragement, the topic is spiritual warmth.
如果我们内心有一股弱流的话呢，我们在扶树主的树上呢，就会很肉鲜的。
If our heart have zeal in it, then we will serve him with a zealous heart.
社会上有一些人呢，对一些善事非常热心呐。
There are some people that are very willing to help the needy.
因为他对那一种善事很有兴趣。
Because to them these have much interest in them.
也许他也觉得呢非常有意义。
Or maybe this.Would be very meaningful, perhaps, to him.
所以在他的内心里面呢，有一股温暖的力量。
So therefore, in his heart, there is this warm energy or strength.
让他来推动一些善事。
Well, this will mobilize him to do some charity work.
但是我们在神的家教会里面呢，有更有意义的善事。
But in the church, there are more meaningful things to do that are good.
那么让我们每一位弟兄姐妹都有一股暖流在推动我们去进行。
And we too have this warm zeal to push us to do these good things.
那么就跟一般社会上的人不太一样。
And this would be different from most of the secular world.
因为我们所做的呢，大部分都有属灵的意义，有属灵的价值在里面的。
Because the things that we do, there are spiritual meaning and also spiritual value in it.
因此我们在扶树主的树上热心呢，有时候一般人呢不太了解。
So therefore, when we serve the Lord, many people does not understand us.
但是呢，我们却能够在神的面前呢，得到神的肯定。
But we are being affirmed by God.
我们请看罗马书十二章第十节十一节。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书十二章十节十一节。
12, 11, and 12.
十节十一节。
10 and 11, sorry.
罗马书十二章十节十一节。
12, 10, and 11.
爱弟兄要彼此亲奏，恭敬人要彼此推让。十一节。
11.
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。保罗在这边提到说，我们爱弟兄姐妹要彼此亲奏。
Here Paul said, be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
因为我们在神的家中，大家是一家人的。
Because in the house of God, we are all one big family.
那么这种属灵的大家庭呢，往往胜过我们属于肉体的，这种亲戚的家庭。
In this spiritual family, it is more closer than your brothers in blood.
因此呢，我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间呢，都有一股暖流在内心。
And therefore, we, brothers and sisters, have this warm zeal in us.
能够拉近彼此间的距离。
Towards one another, and therefore, this will draw us closer.
因为呢，这当中有神的爱在吸引。
Because it is only the love of God that attracts us.
所以这种亲奏呢，就跟一般的人就不太一样。
So therefore, this closeness, it is different from most people.
并且呢，在主里面，大家能够互相恭敬、尊敬对方。
And especially in Christ, that we are able to honor and respect one another.
并且呢，大家很谦卑的互相推让。
And we humbly helping one another.
这种属灵的气氛呢，往往在社会上呢找不到。
And you will not find this kind of atmosphere.In the world.
那么接下来保罗提到说要殷勤不可懒惰。
And Paul said here we must be zealous and not be lazy.
大部分的人对他一般的工作呢都非常殷勤。
And most people would be take seriously in their work.
尤其这个时代啊，彼此之间的竞争力呢非常大。
Especially in this world, that this it is very challenging in this world.
那么有的人呢，他觉得自己的才能比不上别人。
And some may think that their ability is not as good as the other.
但是钱能够补足，也就是说，虽然比别人笨，但是呢，比别人更殷勤。
But maybe you may not be as smart, but you are very, but then you are very sincere in your work.
那么这样你就能够继续在这个社会上生存下去。
If that's the case, then you will be able to survive in this world.
同样的，我们胡素族呢也不可以懒惰。
Similarly, when we serve the Lord, we must not be lazy.
不过在当时的教会里面呢，有产生一种观念。
But in those days, there is a concept in the church.
也就是说，使徒们他们传扬耶稣快再来。
In those days, the apostle preached that the Lord Jesus is coming soon.
那么既然主耶稣快再来，大家呢都要看清世界。
So if the Lord is coming soon, therefore we must look lightly on this world, to this world.
那么为了要表述他看清世界呢，他就不做事情。
To show that he looks lightly on this world, therefore he does not care much for the world.
因为他认为主耶稣快再来了，我所付出的劳力呢，结果也是会归空的。
Thinking that if since the Lord Jesus comes soon, whatever effort that he put in this world would be in vain.
过去在我们教会里面也有少数这种错误的观念。
In our church, there are people that has this misconception.
说主耶稣快再来了，不用求学，也不用盖会堂。
Thinking since the Lord Jesus is coming soon, therefore they do not study and they do not want to build church.
因为主耶稣快再来，所以就可以懒惰了。
Since Jesus is coming soon, therefore they relax themselves.
所以保罗知道这种观念不对，就写信来纠正他们。
When Paul, Paul wrote this letter to them to correct them.
尤其他写帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候有提到这个事情，后书啊有提到这个事情。
So when he wrote the book of First Thessalonians, he mentioned this matter.
请看帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节第二节。
Sorry, Second Thessalonians chapter
one. 帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节。
Sorry, chapter two, verse one.
弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，第二节
Two.
我劝你们，无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信，说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。这里提到有关主耶稣降临的事情。
Here tell usregarding the coming of Jesus.
保罗呢，他在这边提到说要特别小心防备这种似是而非的道理。
Here Paul warned us that we must be alert and be careful with this teaching.
无论是谁的言语，或者是另外有一种灵感动。
Whether it's some teaching or a movement.
或者是冒保罗的名来写信
，or some people imitate the name of Paul in writing letters。
那么保罗在这边提到说，不要轻易相信。
And here, so Paul tells us that we do not easily listen to this thing。
也不要因为这件事情呢，就让你惊慌。
And do not allow this matter be alarmed to you。
那么保罗会提到这个事情跟当时的人呢懒惰不做事情有关系的。
And Paul here mentioned this thing has to do with the people becoming lazy.
我们请看第三章的第十节。
Let's continue to read chapter 3, verse 4.
第三章第十节。
3 verse 10.
我们在你们那里的时候，曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。十一节。
11.
因我们听说，在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工都不做，反倒专管闲事。12节。
12.
我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐劝诫这样的人要安静做工，吃自己的饭。当时有部分的信徒呢，就是主张主耶稣快再来。
And there are some believers believing that the Lord is coming soon.
所以可以懒惰不做工。
So therefore they became lazy and do not work.
那么保罗就纠正他们这种错误的观念。
And here Paul tried to correct their thinking.
因为做工是人应尽的本分。
Because working, it is our duty.
既然要在这个世界上生存下去
，and since we have to continue to live in this world，
那么就要发挥你的才能来做一些事情。
Then you must manifest your ability to work。
那么不只在社会上要做一样
，not only in the society，
那么在神的家中教会呢也是一样。
It is similar to the church。Of God.
不因为说主耶稣快再来就停止一切的圣工的进行。
And not thinking if the Lord Jesus is coming soon, then we would stop doing everything.
主耶稣什么时候再来，没有人知道的。
When the Lord Jesus is coming, nobody knows.
但是殷勤做事工，做心服事主，是我们应尽的本分。
But zealously working and serving the Lord, it is our duty.
所以保罗才强调要殷勤呢，不可懒惰。
So Paul here emphasized that we must work and do not be lazy.
那么接下来他说，心里要火热，常常服侍主。
And here he says we must have zeal in our heart and serve the Lord always.
人在服侍主的树上，会因为环境的不同，这个时间的不同呢，有时候呢，信心也会冷淡下去的。
When we serve the Lord, because of the environment and the time, we encounter weakness in our faith.
那么，如果有一股属灵的暖流一直在他的心中发起的话
，But if you have this zeal in your heart that will able to rekindle,
那么他在服侍主的树上呢，就会成为殷勤的人。
Then in serving the Lord.You'll be zealous.
所以这一股属灵的暖流呢，对我们来说非常重要。
So this spiritual warmth in your heart is very important.
那么要怎样才能够让我们不断的热心服侍主呢
？Then how do we are able to continue to serve the Lord?
保罗在这边不只提到热心服侍主。
Here Paul not only say that we should serve the Lord zealously.
那么弟兄姐妹之间呢，也要有这种亲热的表现。
And that among brothers and sisters, we must have this love between us.
那么也就是说，我们呢在神的家中需要一股暖流啊。
And we need this spiritual warmth in the house of God.
那么我们要用什么方法才能够保持这一股暖流呢？
Then by what method do we able to preserve this spiritual warmth?
当主耶稣跟他的门徒在一起的时候
，And when the apostle was with together with Lord Jesus,
这些门徒有安全感。
These disciples have a sense of security.
这些门徒呢，觉得在主耶稣的保护之下呢，他们觉得很温暖。
And they felt under the protection of Lord Jesus, they felt very warm.
主耶稣到处热心传福音，这些门徒都能够跟他配合。
And when Jesus was preaching the gospel zealously, the disciples were able to match up with his feelings.
但是当主耶稣受害的时候，被捉拿去钉十字架的时候
，But when the Lord Jesus was captured and taken to the cross,
这些门徒内心非常的恐慌，非常的不安。
And the heart of these disciples were full of was afraid and was unstable.
不止这样, 他们的内心非常的冷淡。
Not only so, they were very weak in their faith.
当他们处在这种情形之下呢, 主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
When they have became like this, the Lord Jesus has resurrected.
那么主耶稣知道这些门徒的状况。
And the Lord Jesus knew the condition of his disciple.
就一一地向这些门徒显现。
And he revealed to them one by one.
那么其中有一件呢, 就是发生在路加福音24章里面。
And one incident happened in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23.
这里记载, 有两个门徒呢, 为了主耶稣被钉十字架的殉情呢, 他们, 内心害怕, 又忧愁。
And here tell us that there is two apostles that was afraid and was in sorrow.
后来主耶稣向他们显现以后,
and later on, Lord Jesus appeared to them,
让他们冷淡的心灵能够活络起来。
And Lord Jesus enabled them to rekindle this warm heart of theirs.
我们请看路加福音24章32节。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 24, verse 23.
路加福音24章32节。
24:32.
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？ 这里记载这两个门徒呢，彼此对话说啊。
Here is a conversation between his two disciples.
说主耶稣跟他们在一起走路的时候,
saying that when the Lord Jesus walked with them,
跟他们一边走一边, 讲解圣经的道理给他们听,
and while they were walking, the Lord Jesus explained the gospel to them.
在这个时候, 这两个门徒呢, 内心活络起来。
At that time, these two disciples had felt the heart was burning.
因为他们对过去所懂的, 先知书摩西的, 这个书上所记载的一些事情呢, 已经有怀疑了。
And at this moment, that their knowledge about the prophet and the teaching of Moses became doubtful to them.
因为不太了解里面的内容。
Because they were not fully understood the teaching.
所以他们的心呢, 就冷淡下去了。
And this allowed them to became weak in their faith.
所以当主耶稣向他们解释这些圣经章节以后,
and after the Lord Jesus explained the teaching to them,
他们能够明白,
they were able to understand,
所以心里就活络了。
And this rekindled their heart.
那么在这之前呢, 他们呢, 不快乐。
And before this, they were very sad.
当这两个人呢, 要往一个, 乡村叫以马忤书的路上的时候,
and when these two disciples were heading to a village called Emmaus,
这两个人边走边谈话, 心里非常忧愁。
And they were walking, talking, and was in sorrow.
那么主耶稣知道就在这个时候呢忽然间向他们显现。
And the Lord Jesus knew and therefore appeared in front of them.
我们请看17节。
Let us turn to
17节,
17,
24章17节,
sorry, 24 verse 17.
耶稣对他们说, 你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢? 他们就站住, 脸上带着愁容。 当主耶稣出现的时候, 对他们问安。
And when Lord Jesus appeared to them, Lord Jesus sent his greeting.
说为什么你们两个, 面带愁容呢?
Saying, why are your face downcast?
那么到底你们彼此之间在谈些什么呢?
And what are you discussing among yourself?
有什么伤心事情让你们不快乐呢?
What are the things that enables you to be sorrow?
这个时候，这两个门徒呢，眼睛迷糊，认不出耶稣。
And at this moment, these two disciples, could not recognize Jesus.
所以，当耶稣问起他们，你们在谈论说为什么事啊，心里难过呢？
And when Lord Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing, and why are you downcast?"
啊，有一个，其中有一个叫克留巴，就告诉耶稣啊。
And one of them called Cleopas, told Jesus.
说你应该不是在耶路撒冷做客人，你应该知道这几天所发生的大事情。
Says, "Aren't you a visitor of Jerusalem, and you should know about something that happened there?"
耶稣问他到底发生了什么事呢？
And Jesus said, "What happened?"
啊，他才提到有关耶稣被钉十架死了又复活的事情。
And they told Jesus that Jesus died and resurrected.
当这个克留巴啊，他提到这些事情以后呢？
And when Cleopas told Jesus about these things,
那么主耶稣就对他们两个人说
，Then the Lord Jesus told them,
因为那时候他们的信心非常低落冷淡
，Because at this moment their heart was sorrow and was weak,
缺乏一股属灵的暖流在他们的内心来推动
，And there were lack of the spiritual warmth to mobilize them.
请看二十五节。
Let's look at 25.
耶稣对他们说：“无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝。”主耶稣在这边提醒他们两个人。
Here the Lord Jesus reminded them both.
说有关先知书里面先知所提到的一些话呢，你们的信心信得太迟钝。
That the what the prophet spoke in thein the books that they were slow to understand.
然后主耶稣才从先知书有关对于基督弥赛亚的预言呢，就一一的向他们讲解。
And then, Lord Jesus explained about the prophecies of the of Christ and explained to them in details.
我们请看二十七节。
Let us look at verse 27.
于是从摩西和众先知起黄金上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了，所以主耶稣呢向他们解释有关这些圣经的预言的话。
And here Lord Jesus explained the teaching to them
有关主的基督要受害复活的事情。
About the Lord Jesus being captured andresurrected.
那么当他们听到主耶稣这么解释以后就明白了。
And after they heard what Jesus explained, they understood.
那么既然明白呢，他们呢内心就有一股火热的心啊。
And since they understood, this spiritual warmth came into their heart.
同样的，我们今天能够明白真理的话，
Similarly, today, if we are able to understand the truth,
那么我们也不会受环境的影响、人数的影响，我们就有一股属灵的暖流。
Then we would not be affected by the environment or by the people around us, and we will able to maintain this spiritual warmth.
所以能够懂得圣经的道理，对我们帮助很大。
So able to understand the truth of the teaching is a great help to us.
那么这两个门徒呢，有火热的心，就是因为。他们后来明白圣经所记载的有关基督的事情。
And so these two disciples able to have this spiritual warmth in their heart is because they finally came to understand the teaching of the Bible.
因为他们知道耶稣被钉十字架死了。
Because they know that Jesus died on the cross.
人死了会带给人内心很沉重、很悲哀。
A death of a person will bring sorrow and sorrow to a person.
人死了会带给跟他有关的人呢啊，对各样事情失望。
And a death of a person will bring disappointment to this person.
他们认为人死了不可能再复活。
To them, they think that a man died, it is not possible to be risen.
但是神的能力超越这些。
But the Lord's power supersedes all this.
当他们明白这些道理以后，
and after they understood this teaching,
主耶稣已经活活地在他们的内心呢，使他们呢有活肉的心。
Lord Jesus is in their heart, enabled them to have this spiritual warmth.
所以能够明白圣经的道理非常的重要。
So it is utmost important that we understand the teaching.
那么要能够明白圣经呢，必须有人解释。
Teaching of the Bible, and in order to understand the teaching of the Bible, we must have somebody to explain to us.
也就是说，我们要多多参加聚会听道理。
That is to say, we must often come to service and listen to sermon.
能够让我们来明白圣经的道理。
And this will enable and help us to understand the teaching of the Bible.
保罗曾经提到，有个年轻的传道人叫提摩太。
And Paul once said regarding a young preacher named Timothy.
说这个提摩太呢，从小就明白圣经了。
Say Timothy understood the teaching since young.
因此呢。他内心有一股暖流啊，
and therefore he has this spiritual warmth in him.
他服侍主非常的热切，
and serving the Lord with full mind.
我们能够明白圣经的道理。
If we are able to understand the teaching of the Bible,
也能够点亮我们内心的眼睛啊，
and it will also enlighten our spiritual eye,
使我们的属灵的眼光呢也明亮起来。
And this will allow our spiritual eye to be lightened and to able to be seen.
人内心如果有这一股属灵的暖流，
if man have this spiritual warmth,
他属灵的眼光就会比较明亮。
Then his spiritual eye will be bright.
当这两个门徒心里忧愁的时候。
And when these two disciples was in sorrow,
连他们的主他也认不出来。
Even their own Lord, they could not recognize.
主耶稣跟他们在一起走路，他们竟然呢认不出，这就是他们的主。
Even when Lord Jesus appeared in front of them, they could not recognize him.
所以人内心一旦冷淡下来呢，连属灵的眼光都会模糊的。
So if we become weak, then our spiritual eye will become weak as well.
当他们有这一股暖流的时候，
and when they have this spiritual warmth,
他们眼睛就明亮起来，
that their eye would be brightened.
我们请看三十一节。
Let us look at 31. Sorry.
路加福音二十四章三十一节。
Luke 23:31.
他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了。当他们眼目明亮起来的时候，
as when their heart become, when their eye become enlightened,
发现跟他们谈话的就是主耶稣。
And they quickly recognized that the person that they were talking to was Lord Jesus.
但是主耶稣从死里复活的身体是灵体。
But when Jesus resurrected, his body was spiritual.
不受时间空间的限制。
It is not confined by time or space.
所以他可以一下子显现出来，一下子又消失了。
So therefore, he is able to appear here and disappear there as well.
虽然他们见不到耶稣，
and since they couldn't see Jesus,
但是他们却有一股属灵的暖流在心里。
But yet they have this spiritual warmth inside them.
因为神的话让他们明白一切。
Because the word of God enabled them to understand everything.
他们的内心有一股属灵的暖流。
And they have this spiritual warmth in them.
所以在诗篇上作诗的人曾经这么说啊。
And the psalmist in Psalm said, once said,
神的话是我们的亮光啊，
that the words of Lord is our lamp,
能够解开我们一切所疑惑的事情。
It is able to solve all matters that we have,
让我们内心有一股属灵的暖流。
And this will enable us to have this spiritual warmth.
请看诗篇一百十九篇一百三十节。
Listen to Psalm
119篇
119
130节
130
诗篇 119篇 130节
119 130.
你的言语一解开， 就发出亮光， 使愚人通达。 这里提到说， 神的言语一解开， 让人明白。
Here it says, the unfolding of your words give light.
就能够从他心中发出亮光啊。
Then it give from his heart, it will come light.
连这些笨笨的都忽然间会通达起来。
Even those that are, they may be, that we do not understand, it will be, become clear to us.
所以神的真理有这种力量。
So the truth of the Bible has this ability.
真理能够点亮我们的内心啊。
The truth enables to lighten our heart.
能够让我们属灵的眼睛明亮起来。
And this will enable our spiritual eye to be lightened.
大卫在诗篇19篇第8节也这样提过的。
And David wrote in the Psalm, has once mentioned this as well.
说神的言语能够快活人的心啊。
And say the words of God able to, there will be joy in his heart.
不止这样， 连他的心中的眼睛也会明亮起来。
Not only so, that his spiritual eye will be lightened as well.
所以这两个门徒， 后来有这一股属灵的暖流在内心啊。
And therefore, and this is how the two disciples has this spiritual warmth.
就是因为主耶稣向他们解释圣经。
And it is because that the Lord Jesus was there to explain the Bible.
能够让他们明白。
Able to teach them to understand.
所以就产生一股属灵的暖流在他们的心中。
And this had created a spiritual warmth among them.
虽然他们 发现主耶稣已经离开他们到别的地方去。
And no doubt, they realized that the Lord Jesus has disappeared to someplace else.
但是他们两个人就彼此对话说， 那时候呢， 我们的内心是非常火热的。
And then they tell one another that they have joy in their heart.
同样的， 我们教会每一次在举开灵恩布道会的时候，
And similarly, when we have spiritual convocation in our church,
我们这股属灵的暖流呢， 就比较强。
And you can feel that the spiritual warmth are more strong.
因为我们可以从灵恩布道会当中呢，得到很多真理的造就。
Because through the spiritual convocation, we're able to receive much teaching that is edifying to us.
能够明白一切神的真理。
And able to understand the truth.
那么有时候我们呢，对圣经的道理。
Sometimes, regarding the teaching from the Bible,
能够听得懂， 能够看得懂。
If you're able to understand and able to read,
当然要有圣灵带领我们， 有神呢开启我们的心窍。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit to open our eye.
好像这些门徒呢， 主耶稣怜悯他们。
Just like these disciples, the Lord Jesus were merciful to them.
主耶稣开启他们的心窍以后，
After the Lord Jesus has opened up their heart,
他们就能够了解神的真理。
They were able to understand the teaching.
请看路加福音24章45节。
First, turn to Luke 24:25.
24章45节。
45, sorry.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍， 使他们能明白圣经。 这里记载主耶稣开门徒的心窍。
Here tells us that the Lord Jesus opened their mind.
让他们能够明白圣经所记载的。
So that they could understand the scriptures.
所以有时候我们看圣经呢， 我们会体会到真的主耶稣开我们的心窍。
So when we read the Bible, sometimes we felt that it is truly that the Lord Jesus opened our heart.
让我们呢， 能够去体会到， 能够明白里面所记载的。
Enable us to experience and understand the teaching behind this.
同样的，我们听道理呢， 由主耶稣开我们的心窍。
Similarly, when we listen to sermon, the Lord opened our mind as well.
我们就很容易了解。
so that we will be able to understand it easily.
所以这两个门徒呢，也是主耶稣开他们的心窍。
So it is the same to these two disciples that the Lord Jesus opened their mind.
所以当主耶稣向他们解释有关于基督被钉十字架的事情呢，他们就明白呀。
So when Lord Jesus talked about resurrection, they were quickly to understand.
使徒行传十六章里面记载。腓立教会啊，第一个来信耶稣的。
And Acts chapter 16 tell us in Philippi the first person to come to believe in the Lord
是一个做生意的女人。
It is a woman. It is a business woman.
当保罗第一次在那边讲道的时候
，And when Paul had his first teaching，
他听到保罗所讲的道理就。明白了。
And when she heard what Paul said, she understood.
我们请参看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 16,
十四节
verse 14.
使徒行传十六章十四节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 14.
有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，名叫吕底亚，是推雅推拉城的人。素来敬拜神，他听见了主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。吕底亚能够明白保罗所说的道理。
Lydia was able to understand the teaching of Paul.
这里提到说主耶稣开导他的心。
Here it says that it is the Lord that opened her heart.
让他能够专心把心收回来。
Enable her to concentrate and to listen carefully.
她一专心呢，就听懂了保罗所说的话。
And once she concentrated, she was able to listen, able to understand the teaching of Paul.
所以主耶稣能够开导我们的心。
So when the Lord Jesus able to open our mind,
有时候主耶稣借着圣灵能够开导我们的心。
It is sometimes through the Holy Spirit that He opened our mind.
那么这个时候呢，就有一股属灵的暖流在我们的内心了。
Then this spiritual warmth will appear in our heart.
所以属灵的暖流对我们来说非常重要。
So this spiritual warmth, it is very important to us.
使徒时代的教会弟兄姐妹非常热心
At the time of Acts, the brothers and sisters were very zealous at that time.
能够热心服侍主。
They were able to serve the Lord zealously.
能够热心的圣工。
And they were able to do holy work.
就是有这一股属灵的暖流。
It is all due to the spiritual warmth that they have.
所以我们必须要从圣经里面的道理来多多做到造就。
So we must be edified through the teaching of the Bible.
我们请看《使徒行传》十八章二十四节、二十五节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 18,
二十四节、二十五节。
Verse 24 to 25，
《使徒行传》十八章二十四节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 24 and 25。
有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗，来到以弗所，他生在亚历山泰。是有学问的，最能讲解圣经。二十五节
，25，
这个人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人，只是他胆小的约翰的洗礼。这里记载有一个人叫亚波罗。
Here tell us that there is a person called Apollo.
他有学问。
He is a learned man.
又有口才。
And he is eloquent.
那这个人呢，他从真理得到很丰富的造就。
And he has been taught well about the teaching.
因此在这边提到他心里火热。
And so here the Bible tells us he is favored in his heart.
他有这股属灵的暖流。
And he has the spiritual warmth in him.
所以他热心传福音啊。
And this is why he was preaching the gospel zealously.
但是有关洗礼的道理，他所懂的不太完全。
But regarding baptism, He does not know fully.
我们请看二十六节。
Let us look verse 26.
他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、亚基拉听见了，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解，讲解更详细，更加详细。这个亚波罗呢，他对洗礼的道理呢，懂得不多。
And Apollo does not know much about baptism.
因为他单晓得约翰的洗礼。
Because all he knew was the baptism of John, the Baptist.
那么有关呢圣灵在启示这些使徒洗礼的道理呢，他不太懂。
So the revelation that was given to the other apostles that he does not know much.
所以这里记载亚基拉、百基拉这一对夫妇呢就告诉他。
So here recorded this couple named Priscilla and Aquila corrected him.
那亚波罗呢非常高兴能够得到这一对夫妻来教导他们。
And、
教导他
Apollo was with joy that that Priscilla and Aquila was able to teach him.
那么也就是说，人有这股属灵的暖流，就会非常谦虚呀。
This is to tell us that if you have this spiritual warmth in you, you will be humble.
亚波罗虽然有学问，又会讲解圣经。
Apollo was well learned and also has Bible knowledge.
当他听到百基拉、亚基拉告诉他其他有关这个洗礼的道理的时候
，But when Aquila and Priscilla told him about the correct teaching of the baptism,
他能够悉心接受。
He was able to accept the teaching.
因为在他的内心有一股暖流，属灵的暖流。
Because he had this zeal, and this is the spiritual warmth that that is in his heart.
所以先知以赛亚受圣灵感动的时候
，So when prophet Isaiah was moved by the Holy Spirit,
说必须要成为一个受教者的耳朵啊
telling us we must be a learner, a hearer. Sorry.
要有受教者的舌头以外，还有受教者的耳朵啊。
We must be have a teacher ear and also a
就是能够听得懂
，and able to listen, able to understand.
听像那两个门徒听主耶稣解释圣经的道理。
And just like the two disciples that listened to the teaching.Of Jesus.
因为他有受教者的这种心态
because they are able, because they have this heart of being taught,
所以就能够明白圣经的道理
In this way, they were able to understand the teaching of the Bible.
亚波罗也是一样的
This is the same as Apollo.
在《使徒行传》第八章里面记载有一个埃迪阿伯的太监
In Acts chapter 8.Tell us about a eunuch from Ethiopia.
他很虔诚的经常从他的国家呢来到耶路撒冷敬拜神。
And he was very royal, and often he would come from his country to Jerusalem to worship God.
虽然路途遥远，但是他有一股属灵的暖流在内心。
No doubt, he is from a very far distance.But yet he has this spiritual warmth in him.
他不除劳苦，经常来到耶路撒冷敬拜神。
And he would not be afraid of hardship, and often come to worship the Lord.
那么有一次呢，他刚好要回到他本国的时候。
And one time, as when he was heading home to his own country,
圣灵启示一个传道人就靠近他所坐的车。
The Holy Spirit moved a preacher to him, to his.Chariot
就问他你在车上看什么书啊
and ask him what book are you reading
他说我看以赛亚书啊
and the utopian said I'm reading the book of Isaiah
那么这个传道人问他你看得懂吗
and the preacher asked him do you understand what you're reading
那么他听到他这么一问呢，他就非常的细心说，没有人教导我，我怎么懂呢？
And when he heard him, and he became meek in his heart and saying that if nobody teach me, how could I understand?
有的人有自尊心啊，人家一问呢，他看不懂也假装懂啊。
Some people may have pride, and if a person asked him, he would pretend that he understood what he's reading.
尤其这个时代，人很容易伪装自己呀。
Especially in this world, that people can easily cover up themselves.
但是在神的面前呢，啊，这一招就不管用了。
But in the eye of God, this would not be of any help at all.
所以当这位传道人问他的时候呢，他就说没有人主导我，我怎么看得懂呢？
So when the preacher asked him, he replied that nobody taught me, so how would I understand?
于是他就邀请这位传道人腓力上车，跟他同坐在一起。
And therefore he invited this preacher onto his chariot and to ride together.
然后这位腓力呢，就向他解释有关以赛亚书五十三章所记载的这些事情，就跟基督有关系的。
And the preacher began to explain Isaiah 51 regarding the Savior.
他本来看不懂这一段所记载的是什么。
Actually, he did not understand what it is all about.
那么经过腓力向他解释以后，他明白了。
But through the explanation of Philip, he was able to understand.
他就觉得自己呢身上有罪，必须要马上呢啊把这些罪除掉。
And he immediately understood that he had sinned and would want to remove the sin right away.
所以在途中看到可以洗礼的地方，他就要求腓力给他梳洗。
So they traveled along the road, and when they came to some water, he requested Philip to have him baptized.
圣经记载他从水里上来以后就欢欢喜喜地走路。
And the Bible recorded that as soon as he came out of water, he was full of joy and walked through the road.
埃提亚伯的太监，因为他有虚心来求教于啊腓力传道了。
And the eunuch of Ethiopia was meek in his heart, therefore he was able to ask the preacher to explain to him,
让他呢能够得到耶稣的救恩啊，
that enable him to receive the salvation from the Lord.
否则的话，他过去呢跑这一趟耶路撒冷这么遥远的路程都浪费了。
Otherwise, the troubles that he took to come to Jerusalem would be a waste.
那么他今天觉得这一趟很有意义的。
And this time the trip was very meaningful to him.
所以我们能够从真理得到丰富的造就。
So if we are able to receive much edification from the Bible,
那么需要主耶稣开导我们的心窍。
We require the Lord to open our mind.
那么也需要我们个别虚心求教。
And we also must have a meek heart to seek for the knowledge.
并且有心呢，继续追求懂得神的道理。
And we must have also continue to have the heart to understand the teaching from the Bible.
那么这一股属灵的暖流就会呢从我们的内心涌上来。
Therefore, you will have the spiritual warmth in your heart.
请看《使徒行传》十七章第十一节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 17, verse 11.
使徒行传十七章十一节。
17 verse 11.
这个地方的人，显以帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，晓得这道是与不是。这里记载比利亚的教会的弟兄姐妹。
And here tell us the brothers and sisters in Berean.
比帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹更聪明。
And they are more noble than the brothers and sisters in Thessalonians.
也可以说他们更虚心来追求道理。
And this is to say they were more meek to seek for the truth.
很殷勤地查考圣经。
And they were eager to study.
因此他们能够从圣经的真理得到丰富的造就。
For that, they were able to receive much edification from the scripture.
那么，所以股属灵的暖流就会啊，在他们的内心涌上来。
Then the spiritual warmth will be able to be with them.
那么就能够在真道上，在基督里面扎根啊。
And then this will enable them to to be firm in the teaching of the Lord.
那么信心呢会很坚固，胡素族呢会很热心的。
And they will have a strong faith and able to serve the Lord zealously.
因为他明白神的旨意。
Because they understand the will of God.
所以能够从真道上得到丰富的造就，就有这一股属灵的暖流。
So if we were to pursue for the teaching, then this will enable us to have this spiritual warmth.
像路加福音24章里面所记载的那两个耶稣的门徒。
And we will be like these two disciples of Jesus described in Luke 23.
或者是亚波罗。
Or Apollo.
他们都有这一股属灵的暖流。
That they all have this spiritual warmth.
所以能够热心服侍主。
This is why they were able to serve the Lord zealously.
啊，也因我们这股暖流在我们的内心，在我们当中啊。
And may this spiritual warmth be among all of us.
使我们接触的灵恩布道大会呢，大家能够热心为主做见证，带领人来慕道。
That so that we are able to bring truth seekers, to our church during this spiritual, during this evangelical night.
让我们在世界上能够做一些有意义的工作
，and enable us to do meaningful work in this world for the Lord.
今天晚上呢就讲到此
，and we'll end our sermon.